The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and let's just get to it. You know, a lot of people say, hey, man, don't victim shame. Do not victim shame. In this case, victim shame. Eight hikers who entered a closed area of Jasper National Park in September, they've been issued with a court appearance notice after two of the members of their party required mountain rescue services. The hikers required helicopter evacuation from the site, but not because they were injured. Quote, the hikers claimed to be tired and unable to complete the rest of their hike. Now, the rescue mission diverted one of two helicopters from wildfire response for over 3 hours. The incident occurred on September 10th when the party attempted to climb Pyramid Mountain. It's about a 10,000-foot tall peak in the Canadian National Park, which, by the way, has been closed since July because of massive wildfires. Now, while access to the Pyramid Lake area was permitted on that date, access to the trails were closed to all traffic because there were crews there responding to ongoing wildfire activity, as well as, they say, other ongoing hazards. Now, Jasper National reports that there's been consistent communication on on-site signage notifying visitors of the fact that it's closed down. So in spite of it being closed, they decided to hike it anyway. And then two of the eight got, quote-unquote, tired and called for rescue. So a helicopter that was fighting a firefighter, which is why they were there in the first place, then was diverted for 3 hours to get these two lazy jackasses off of the peak, which, again, was closed. I'm going to go ahead and victim shame.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me.
Well, so, that's a self-owned victim.
It is. Think about this. Again, you're fighting firefighters. You have to divert a helicopter for 3 hours to go get two jackasses that went on a trail that clearly has been noted. It is closed because all the fires that are going on. Yeah, okay, well, let's move on. Now, you might remember this story from Monday's headlines with our very own Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
We go to Moab, Utah, where a man is facing charges after he interfered with a Grand County Sheriff's deputy while the deputy was providing CPR. Jeffrey Lawn, 44 years old, he was charged with obstruction of justice, third-degree felony, and then three additional misdemeanor charges. Now, according to charging documents, this stems from an incident where, as a deputy was giving CPR to a patient, Lawn was repeatedly critiquing the chest compressions. That's already annoying. But then at one point, grabbed the deputy's hands. Lawn repeatedly claimed to be a 15-year critical care paramedic and refused to leave even when he was instructed by other deputies. Now, following the incident, the Grand County Sheriff's Office, they attempted to verify Lawn's claims, but they could not find a valid emergency medical technician license. The closest they were able to find was an expired certification from the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians. I cannot imagine walking up to someone who was trained in CPR and critiquing their performance.
Instead of trying to help any way you can.
Well, no, he did try to help by saying, you need to do it different, in his mind. And then actually grabbing the officer's hands again as you're trying to resuscitate someone. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Just wait a minute. Maybe write a nasty letter to the guy later. And now they have what they call a candidate for Dirtbag of the Month. In two separate incidents, 35-year-old Sean Uribe, he followed female victims around Miami, Florida department stores and used a medical syringe to squirt, quote, an unknown liquid on the asses of his targets. While brandishing the syringe in one hand, he was filming the acts with his cell phone on the other. Now, he squirted a juvenile back in late June at a Ross Dress for Less store. The girl told cops that the other shoppers alerted her that the man had used a syringe to, quote, excrete an unknown liquid on her buttocks and began filming her. The suspect fled after witnesses contacted store employees. Then last month, cops began investigating a battery at a Marshall store that mirrored the June incident. The male suspect approached a woman from behind and used a syringe to spray an unknown substance on her left buttock. Now, the man, who appeared to be recording the victim, matched the physical description, but it's the same guy. Anyway, the victim of the more recent incident, quote, was in shock, and before she could confront the guy, he walks away from her and out of the store. But she later picked his ass out of a photo lineup. Now, during a post-arrest interview, he confessed and said that the liquid in the syringes was Cetaphil, a moisturizing lotion. He also claimed to have deleted all videos from his phone. But while in custody, he was allowed to use his phone to call his father. During that conversation, which, you know, when you're in a police station, is being recorded, he directed his dad to go to the family residence where he'd been staying, remove all the hard drives, quote, I need you to get them and effing hide them, put them under lock and key. Well, his father, however, he arrived at the residence after a cop was dispatched to secure the property. Subsequent search of the home turned up hard drives in the exact location where the defendant explained to his father that they would be. They also seized three medical syringes containing a viscous white liquid consistent with that of semen.
Oh.
Not so much lotion.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That changes the game.
Yep. The contents were then confiscated along with the hard drives. Obviously, this guy's in jail. He's about to be charged. So, just to review real quick, we had eight hikers that went hiking on a mountain trail that was closed. Six of them made it out. Two called for rescue. Again, they're not injured. They are not lost. They're simply tired. Because it turns out when you climb 10,000 feet, it kind of wears you out. Just keep in mind, one of the helicopters that had to go get them was one of the two helicopters that have been fighting the actual forest fires, an actual problem. We have the guy from earlier this week in Utah who disrupted a sheriff's deputy who was trying to provide CPR.
Did that person survive? Do we know that?
They do not put that in the article.
Yeah, that seems massive.
I did read the article, but I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah. I've tried like three different times. I have not found out what happened to the person that was getting the CPR. And then we have the guy. He said it was lotion. The cops confirmed that it was semen, squirting it on women's asses
at
department
store. I'm going to go with the guy who interfered with the CPR under the pretense that the person who got CPR survived.
That person did not survive...
Then lotion. Well, not lotion, man lotion.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I'm with Miles. That's exactly what I was going to say. Based on that guy living.
Right.
But if that guy didn't survive.
But you can't necessarily put that on the guy that was nagging the deputy. Like the deputy.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But you don't know is the problem. And I do not know what happened to that person.
Hmm. Yeah. Man, the guy in Florida, that is terrible and gross. But
yeah.
Honestly, I think the hikers might suck the most, right?
Right.
And then, yeah, I mean, if the guy in Utah passes away, then semen guy sucks the least.
Semen guy.
I mean, look, when I first read that, I was assuming it was lotion. And it's just one of those idiots doing pranks in stores.
That's what he said. It's just when they went to his home and collected the syringes, they're like, this is semen. Although someone does say Cetaphil does look a lot like semen.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I also just would say for the public record, some of you people filming those videos, you need to be careful.
Yeah.
Or nowadays, don't do it.
Yeah, people, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like a lot more people are just like, F you, I will hurt you.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.